Good evening, sir. Would you please step into my office? My name is Dr. Smith, but please call me Jen. Have a seat on the couch, and we can discuss what you're here to see me about. Your last sex therapist sent me your chart, and I've read it thoroughly over the last few days. It seems that you have seen a number of therapists in the past year or so. I'm the 7th one you have seen, isn't that right? I thought so. To be honest, this isn't uncommon for a patient with your dysfunction. There are many therapy techniques being used at the moment to treat premature ejaculation, and no one therapy is right for every patient. I only take patients by referral from other therapists who've had difficulty achieving positive results. In other words, I only get the hard cases. But after reading your case history, I'm not sure that my typical treatment techniques are going to be any more effective than the treatment you've received from my colleagues. You see, it's my professional opinion that you suffer from enhanced sexuality sensitivity disorder. You have a more acute sensitivity to sexual stimulation than most men, combined with an abnormally high sex drive. The high sex drive isn't necessarily, well, it's not necessarily a bad thing, especially if your partner has a high sex drive too. The problem is that due to your sensitivity, you're unable to enjoy the intimacy of sex because you are overwhelmed by the physical pleasure. This can lead to poor relationship development because your partner never experiences sexual satisfaction. The normal treatment would be to have you focus more on your partner's needs during sex and only engage your penis after her needs have been satisfied, but I noticed in your file that you've experienced premature ejaculation while performing oral sex on your partner without any penile stimulation at all. I think the only way we are going to successfully treat your condition is by training your penis to accept heightened arousal without ejaculating. If we can successfully bombard your penis with strategically focused stimulation of a sexual nature, I believe that we can condition you to last longer during sexual activity. Think of it like weightlifting for your penis. You lift heavy weights to make your muscles stronger, and eventually the weights seem lighter because you've conditioned your body to handle the extra weight. The same is true for your penis. As you get used to heightened sexual pleasure, you will become more desensitized to regular sexual touch, and you'll be able to last longer. I also think we should make use of visual sexual stimuli in your treatment as well. I've been able to acquire some new staff members here at the clinic who will assist me with that. Unfortunately, the approach I'm suggesting takes us into undeveloped disciplines in the sexual therapy field. There has not been much work done to treat conditions like yours, so we will be dealing with some highly experimental treatment procedures. As a matter of fact, before we discuss this option any further, I will need you to sign this confidentiality agreement, which states that you will not discuss this treatment with anyone outside of my clinic. Also, you will need to sign this liability release, which states that I will not be held responsible for any physical harm you might endure as part of this treatment process. Don't worry about this too much. I don't envision you hurting yourself, but since the course of treatment I have in mind is somewhat physical in nature, I want to cover my bases. Thank you. Now that the legal formalities have been taken care of, we can begin your treatment. For our first session, I'm going to call in Nurse Sophie and Nurse Tiffany to assist us. Here they come now. You will notice that, like myself, Sophie and Tiffany are extremely attractive women with perfectly toned bodies and very large breasts. I hired them specifically because I knew they would be visually appealing to you. It's crucial for your treatment that you find the visual stimuli to be highly appealing. The fact that I am also gorgeous with huge breasts is just a happy coincidence. Why don't you stand up and approach Nurse Tiffany while Sophie and I prepare the treatment area? This bookshelf on the wall actually disguises a fold-out bed that we will be making use of. Nurse Tiffany is now going to undress you. I want you to make note of how your body responds to having a beautiful woman removing your clothes. Do you feel any tingling sensations in your body as she unbuttons your shirt and slides her warm hands over your chest as you remove it? I can see from here that you're beginning to perspire. That is to be expected. Notice how she has dropped to her knees in front of you while she unzips your pants and lowers them to the ground. Look into her eyes and see the smile on her face when she pulls down your underwear and your penis bounces more erect, mere inches from her soft pink lips. Very good. You are responding exactly how I expected. Now, please come over to the bed and sit here beside me. I want you to lay back on these pillows in an inclined position. You will need to be comfortable and have a clear view of Tiffany and Sophie. Spread your legs a little wider as well. I need to have a clear view of your penis during the procedure. I believe everything is in place now. We can begin. I want you to watch closely as Tiffany and Sophie attempt to arouse you. First, they're going to kiss each other. This is a common male fantasy scenario that I think you will find pleasing. Tiffany, why don't you take the lead on this, and Sophie will respond to your advances. Watch them closely. See how Tiffany wraps her arms around Sophie and pulls her into an embrace. See how their big breasts are pressed against each other. Now Tiffany has closed her eyes and leaned in to tenderly kiss Sophie on the lips. Can you see Tiffany's lips part as she slowly snakes her tongue into Sophie's mouth? Sophie is kissing her back now. Their tongues look so sexy licking each other, don't they? You don't have to answer me with words. I can tell by the further hardening of your penis that you find this sexy. Please refrain from touching your penis during this treatment. You might accidentally cause yourself to ejaculate your hot semen, and this treatment session would be ruined. Just relax and watch. Tiffany is now unbuttoning the front of Sophie's blouse as they continue to kiss. Do you see how Sophie is completely unaware that Tiffany is stripping her clothes off? This is because Sophie has been trained to go into a semi-trance state when she experiences seductive sexual arousal. She will continue to stay like this while Tiffany maintains physical contact with her. It gives Tiffany a high level of control over when or if Sophie will orgasm. Your treatment will similarly utilize trance state inducement to prolong your sexual arousal and control your orgasm. Now that Sophie's top has been removed, you can see that her nipples have grown swollen and erect. You find this attractive, don't you? Keep watching them. Tiffany is now removing her own blouse. See how Sophie can't take her eyes off of Tiffany's breasts? She is just as susceptible to the pleasure of watching big tits as you are. Now, I want you to begin allowing your mind to slip away. Keep watching the girls as they take turns licking and sucking each other's big, heavy tits. But allow the sensations of your body to slip into numbness. Feel your body and mind disconnect. Your penis will remain hard and throbbing, but the pleasure this causes will seem distant and unaffected by what your eyes are watching. Very good. I am pleased how well you're responding to these hypnotic commands. I believe it's safe to progress on to the next stage of treatment. The visual stimuli has obviously been effective, and now it's time to arouse you with
physical touch. Girls, you can stop now. I won't need your assistance anymore today. Girls, I said you can stop. I think they're enjoying themselves too much to stop now. Oh well, I guess it won't hurt to have them in the background while we progress with the remainder of the session. Just try to ignore them. Focus on me instead. I'm going to start by applying this warm liquid lubricant to the head of your penis. I want you to remain calm and try to ignore the pleasure you feel as I wrap my warm hand around the shaft of your cock. The lube is running down the length of your penis now. I'm going to use both hands now to massage the lube into your shaft. Does that feel good? Just watch as my hand glides up and down, up and down, slowly and gently up and down the shaft of your cock. My other hand is caressing your balls, keeping them warm and aroused. Let the repetitive motion of my stroking hand drop your mind deeper into trance. Very good. The deeper you allow your mind to fall, the longer your pleasure will last. While I have you under my control, you will not be able to come. Your orgasm is under my control. Your pleasure is tied to my words, my commands. My soft, warm hands massaging your cock and balls. Keep watching my hands massage your cock. Do you notice how your breathing has deepened as I've led you into this hypnotic trance? Each breath you take fills your body with relaxation. Each time you breathe out, all the feelings of tension and stress leave your body and your mind. Each breath reassures you that your arousal will continue to grow. Each stroke of my hand on your cock cements my control over your pleasure. As I move to stand in front of you and drop to my knees, I want you to move your gaze away from your cock and focus instead on my face. Look deep into my green eyes and continue to lose yourself. I am the most beautiful woman you've ever seen, aren't I? I've always been beautiful. That's one of the reasons I chose to be a sex therapist. My beauty makes men weak and easy to mold to my will. Just like I'm molding you to my will right now. Look at my full pink lips as I speak to you. They are soft and full. You want to kiss them, don't you? You want to feel my lips touch your body, touch your mouth. As I move them closer to your face, you feel your cock grow even harder in my hand. But as it grows harder and more aroused, you know that you won't come. Kiss me now. Slide your tongue between my lips and feel your arousal grow stronger in my grip. Good boy. Keep kissing me while I stroke your cock. I'm going to lean back now, focus on the cleavage spilling out of my top. My breasts are big and full and perfect. You want so badly to hold them in your hands and feel my nipples grow hard at your touch. Watch as I pull my top down and my enormous tits bounce into view. They're beautiful, aren't they? I can tell by the way you look at them that you want to suck them. You want to lick and suck my big tits, don't you? Your dick is throbbing harder in my hand, and I know how bad you want my huge tits, but I'm going to let go of your cock for a moment. And remember that I still control your pleasure, even if my hands aren't touching you. Watch as I hold my big tits in my hands and wrap them around the sides of your cock. How does it feel to have my huge tits holding your cock? I'm moving my tits up and down the shaft of your cock. I love this feeling. I love the control I have over you as I fuck your dick with my perfect tits. They are so big and so beautiful. And you are completely powerless. The power of my tits is overwhelming. All you can do is stare as I pleasure your cock. Have you ever seen tits this big or felt something this good? I didn't think so. Each time I plunge my tits back down over your cock, my mouth moves so close to the tip of your cock. If I just went a little deeper, you could feel your cock slip between my lips. You'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd like to feel my mouth close around the head of your dick. You're starting to leak pre-cum. I could stick out my tongue and lick it. Would you like that? Okay, relax. I'll lick it up. You taste good. I want to taste you again, but I don't want you to come yet, okay? If I take your cock into my mouth, you are not allowed to come. Do you think you can do that? Do you promise? Do you promise not to fill my mouth with your hot, tasty cum if I slide your cock between my lips? Okay, baby, I'll do it. But only for a few seconds. You do taste good. I could suck this dick all day long. It feels so good in my mouth. I can't believe how much your cock is turning me on. It just tastes so fucking good. It's making my pussy wet. I want to fuck your beautiful cock so bad right now, but I can't. You're not ready for that much stimulation. For now, all your weak mind can take is a blowjob. Nurse Tiffany, come over here now, please. I need your assistance. Reach down between my legs and rub my pussy while I continue treating the patient. He's almost ready for stage 3, but I need to come right now. I can't wait. Do it now, Tiffany. Oh, please. Oh, God. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Keep doing it like that. I need to suck his dick some more. Jenny. No, Tiffany. Oh, you're such a good girl. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're making me come. Oh, please don't stop. I'm almost there. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, yes. Oh, Tiffany. Thank you. I think it's time to wrap things up for the day. I'm gonna let you orgasm now. I want you to start coming back up out of the trance while I suck you. You will start to feel the pleasure I'm giving your cock, and you will feel the urge to come hard for me. Feel it now. I feel my lips wrap tightly around you while I suck you off. You're such a good boy for me. Come for me now. Come in my mouth. Let me swallow that hot cum. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me now. Come hard in my mouth. Come harder than you've ever come before. Oh, that's a good boy. That tastes so good. Wow. I believe that was a very successful first treatment. Things got a little more carried away than I would have preferred, but this is an experimental new treatment, and I think we were able to adapt nicely in the end. I will see you back here again next week at the same time, and we will repeat this with a few additional treatments I think you will enjoy. I'm going to prescribe some home treatments for you to work on every night until our next session. Nurses Tiffany and Sophie will have to stay with you at your home for the foreseeable future to make sure the home treatments are administered correctly. Just have them sleep in your bed with you so they can monitor your progress throughout the night. They will help you dress before you leave, and I will see you next week. Goodbye.